This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is fully committed to creating a modern sports ecosystem for India in the 21st century. Addressing the Khelo India dialogue through video conferencing today, Mr. Modi said, from sports universities to modern training centres, an ecosystem is being developed across the country where talent receives support at every stage. He said that sports is not limited merely to winning medals.
जब मैं स्पोर्ट्स की बात करता हूँ, तो ये केवल मेडल जीतने तक सीमित नहीं है, ये विकसित भारत के निर्माण में भारत की खेल शक्ति और भारत की युवा शक्ति को एक साथ जोड़ने का अभियान है। मैं हमेशा कहता आया हूँ, जो खेले वो खिले, और खेल में खिलना सिर्फ मैदान पर जीतना नहीं है, खेल में खिलना मतलब व्यक्तित्व का खिलना और देश का गौरव बढ़ाना।
Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, sports has emerged as a national priority and an important instrument of youth empowerment. The Khelo India dialogue provided a direct channel for young people to engage with the country's sporting ambitions while ensuring that their ideas and perspectives become part of the continuing conversation on India's youth and sports ecosystem. The death toll from the flash flood that swept through parts of the Nepal-Tibet border has reached 162. Nepal Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal has said nearly 300 Indians are among thousands reported missing in the floods. Originating in Tibet, the flood devastated several towns and villages, washing away critical bridges and crippling a dozen hydropower projects. India has dispatched the second tranche of 37.5 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief material, medicines and food packets for Nepal. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar informed that the second flight has taken off carrying relief materials. India had dispatched 10 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief and essential medicines yesterday. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to his Nepalese counterpart, Balendra Shah, and assured him of all possible humanitarian assistance. The National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, today said the devastating flash floods in Nepal have so far had no adverse impact on the border areas of Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. However, the situation is being continuously monitored in coordination with the two state governments. NDRF Inspector General Narendra Singh Bundela said 20 NDRF teams have been deployed in the two states, including 9 in Bihar and 11 in Uttar Pradesh. The teams are prepared to undertake evacuation, relief and rescue operations in case of flooding or waterlogging. He said the first barrage on the Gandak River along the India-Nepal border at Valmiki Nagar in Bihar's West Champaran district is being closely monitored. So far, there has been no impact of the flash floods in Nepal in the area. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand and northeastern states till Saturday. IMD also predicted heavy rainfall over Odisha, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. Meanwhile, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Odisha on Saturday and Sunday. The weather agency further forecasts thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the next 2 days. In men's cricket, Sri Lanka were 341 for 7 on the fifth day of the second and final test against Sri Lanka in Colombo when reports last came in. India remain in a strong position despite rain threatening to disrupt the day's play. Sri Lanka have taken 128-run lead in their second innings when reports last came in. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading marginally lower in the afternoon session today. The Sensex dropped 164 points to 77,309, while the Nifty fell by 34 points to 24,173 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.